Sorry, guys. I was finishing the last bit of my vodka, but this is Drinking Weege, and this is your XF Fantasy Podcast. Hit that shit.
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 10. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by the pastiest one we know and JC's Employee of the Month, Mr. Pube Hair himself, Luis Johnson. What up, bro?
What up, Cobes? Thanks for having me on the pod. I'm really working hard on my tan and being on top of the standings pretty much every week this year. And just want to point out, I am JC's employee, but definitely not the employee of the month.
Oh, I fully believe that, but I will say you are absolutely the employee of the month in our league. You have been straight killing it the past 2 months. What is it, 9-0 right now?
Yeah, I'm saying it 9-0 right now.
Yeah, if you go undefeated, I want to say the best season. Dippy may have to dive into his statistics, but I want to say the best season ever was 11-2, if I'm correct. I know I've done it. I know D has done it. But man, you're looking damn pretty right now.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. You know, and I want to give props to Noah for, you know, let me slide it in without any resistance whatsoever last week. So thanks, Noah.
I'm hoping he does the same thing for me. Noah, phenomenal job. But we're going to keep this bad boy going. Since we're a league-friendly pod, let's get into everyone's favorite team. Who do we got first?
All right, so we got Dips Packers. They get pretty much lay a point over the depleted Niners. Now, this game was more of a revenge game. If you remember, last year's title game was not pretty. So Rodgers came out and really made a staple win in this NFC race overall. So, good win for Dips Packers.
Yeah, I agree. I felt bad for the Niners with all the people on COVID and injured and everything else happened with them. Their team looks terrible.
I'm okay with that. That's fine.
I mean, their division, you know, they were expected to be at the top of it. They're the bottom. But moving on to a real team, I guess you could say, your Colts. Lose in a blowout, well, somewhat in a blowout, to the Ravens 24-10. Got to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know what they say, the bend but don't break rule. So eventually you will break. And so our defensive coordinator, Eberflus, he likes to play that zone scheme quite a bit. And we all know you can't contain Lamar Jackson the entire game. So it really comes down to how Phillip Rivers and that offense can run the ball. And they just can't do it right now. So without that O-line playing at an elite level, they just won't win games, straight up.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, Bert Steelers barely beat the Cowboys. They stay 8-0, but I'm sure Bert, his butthole was real tight. I'm sure he's wishing his fantasy team looked the same, but not so much.
Yeah, so moving on, we got JC's Giants get a win over the Washington football team, something the Eagles and Cowboys can't really do.
That's true. It's sad, but it's part of it. But, hey, my Eagles were on a bye. Got to mention them because, you know, NFC East champs right now. I don't want to say it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
What's y'all's record? Like 3-1?
3-4-1. All right, sir. Back off.
Man, I'm sorry. Add that other loss to your call. My bad.
Yeah. Back off. We'll take that loss.
Anyways, moving on to D-Ball Saints. So this was another staple win in the NFC for Mr. Drew Brees. And it's pretty remarkable what they can do without Kamara doing way too much this time. It looks like Bruce Arians was kind of trying to pull a Belichick scheme and eliminate their best player, which he did, but in the end, you know, didn't help. So, yeah, it's really nice to see Tom Brady's old ass, get frustrated and mad on that sideline. It's really great to see that.
Yeah, I feel like you don't like TB12.
You know, we got history, you know?
Yeah, are you gonna let that go or
Maybe, but
probably not?
right now, no. No, I'm still a little salty.
Understandable, understandable. We'll keep it going.
Lobodope here with your Lobe Ultra of the Week. Brought to you by twitch.tv/Lobodope. Come be my friend. All right, guys, looking at last week, we had Kyler Murray was the top player of the week with 43 fat points for Victor, helping him beat Dippy and putting Dippy in shambles. I hope your back is okay, Dippy. And moving on to the next, we had the matchup, the loser of the week, the coach of the week would be Birdo. If he would have started Matt Ryan, he would have won. The fact of the week, I think Dippy gets his first win. I truly do. Things are looking good for him this week, so we'll see what happens. That's all I have right there for you boys. I wing this completely. I love you all. Positive vibes. Peace.
All right, let's talk about the Week 9 fantasy recap. What do we got, Luis?
All right, so this one we got Bert versus Kobe for 3. So basically, if we got Bert's wife could see him right now, she'd slap the shit out of him for his shitty fantasy team. As Bert drops his third straight loss to Coates.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bert. You might want a duck, baby. All right. Make sure you clean that bathroom. All right. JC versus D. D's team demon show up just like in the previous week against me, unfortunately. But JC spanks the 133-99.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. Next one we got is Dip versus Vic. This was the bottom feeder bowl, and Mr. Doppelganger himself, also known as Victor Lugo, gets the win 140-107. Dip, you're officially in line to shake that ass for us, Mr. Wop Daddy.
Yes, sir. Wop Daddy. I like that. Mick versus JT. Mick, of course, made a trade, which in turn means he loses. Stop it, man. You have a problem. You have a problem. Wow, indeed. It's awful. But JT wins big, 152-100.
Yeah, that was a big one for JT. Turned his team around pretty much.
It really
season,
did.
I would say. So next one we got Pat versus Keith. So you know you're doing pretty well when your starting quarterback and your running backs combined for less than 10 points. Ouch. But I mean, it doesn't matter when you still get the W, 137-93. So the win goes to Pat. Congrats.
Yeah, Keith's team just did not show up whatsoever. But last but not least, we had Noah versus Luis. It was 1-2. Noah's team looked pretty decent across the board if you were looking at his team. But he was no match for your team. You put up 182 compared to his 121. Damn, man. Damn.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember. I don't keep tabs.
Another day, another dollar.
Right. Next one we got is D-Balls versus Dre. Dre puts up a solid 124, but that's nowhere near. D-Balls 181.
Yeah, I'm sure D-Balls is pretty pissed again for the second. I want to say the second straight week or.
The high point?
Yeah, high point, man. It's rough.
Yeah, I got a text right away with him congratulating me.
Classic. At least it was.
Yeah, really. Like, who gave that guy my number?
No comment.
What?
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
Anal cleansing dates back to the Egyptians. Coffee enemas have been all the rage for a few years now. But at Rectify Holistic, we say, why stop at coffee? We have detoxifying all-natural enemas for every occasion. Get that minty fresh taste with a peppermint enema. Or be hydrated from behind with a coconut water enema. Acquire all the charm, hygiene, and je ne sais quoi of a Frenchman with a garlic enema. We've also got relaxing and inspiring flavors like Irish coffee, fruit juice, hamburger meat, or spicy ground turkey. Become nature's softy serve machine with an ice cream enema. Or get ravaged by a burly Russian with the St. Petersburg surprise. Rectify Holistic. Come and get properly clean today.
Hey there, guys. My name's Luis Johnson, and I approve this message.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday.
We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
All right, let's talk about the waiver wire. The top five most money spent. All right, what do we got first?
All right, so for the most money spent this week, we got Dre with Robert Tonyan, tight end for Green Bay.
Yep.
He's really a hit or miss, so with Davante Adams playing, he's definitely going to be a miss. But you never know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers actually has been looking pretty good, minus when they played the Vikings the other day. But, yeah, for $36, and Dre needing some tight end help, it's not a terrible. Keat spends $20 on Jacoby Myers. Hopefully some sort of Patriots wide receiver can make a difference on someone's lineup. But I personally don't see him ever starting Jacoby Myers. But we'll see.
All right, so next up, we got Keat picking up Jayon Brown, linebacker for Tennessee. Pretty good pickup for as much as he spent. He's close to being a top 10 linebacker in our league. So good pickup for Keaton on that one.
Yeah, not terrible. JC spends $12 on Gerald Everett. Man, Higbee's been definitely hit or miss. Has not been very good, but Gerald Everett probably also haven't looked really good, but they're playing the Seahawks this week, so I expect all catchers to have pretty good weeks this week.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. So next we got Pat, who spends $12 on Harrison Bryant, the backup tight end for the Browns. This is kind of a head-scratcher, as he is the backup. Not sure if he knows that Austin Hooper's back, but hey, Pat, hit me up. I know whose team he's on. So
that's true. That's true. Know, bro. But Pat, don't listen to him. He already has a good team. Back the hell off. Avoid him like the plague.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounded like it hurt. All right, first up, we got Christian McCaffrey. Man, this man has put me to death. Gets hurt after week two. Long extended injury to come back. Have a phenomenal game just to get hurt on the last drive of the game. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Sorry
come
about
back
that
soon,
one,
please. Come back.
It's not fun seeing people go down, but especially with that kind of luck, it's just no bueno.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on, I got Justin Jackson pulled his hamstring on the first drive of the game. Talk about bad luck. There you go.
Yeah. Wonder who has both those two guys as their starting running backs.
I don't know. I feel bad for that dude, though. For real.
Yeah, real cool. All right, well, David Johnson, I'm not even sure how he got hurt, but he got hurt, and he's going to be out this week. He immediately went to the sideline after getting hurt, but he's definitely out this week.
Yeah, not sure if that's a good thing or not. Can't really tell with the two D Johnsons on the same team, so whatever.
That's true.
Anyways, moving on. We got Preston Williams, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, on IR. So, IR, I guess, stands for irrelevant, because it doesn't really matter. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
so, he was building some chemistry with Tua, so it's sad to see him go down, because I am pulling for the guy. Yeah. Not willing to Tua. So.
I respect that. Yeah, so just like David Johnson, David Montgomery also got a concussion. He will probably definitely be out this week, but let's be real, the Bears defense and the offense sucks all that ass. And yeah, well, you don't want to touch that backfield anyway.
Right.
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
How's it going, everyone? I strongly recommend this product. It's going to help me go over the top, and I'm most likely looking at a raise from my boss, JC, if I use this product consistently, so I strongly advise you all to use it as well.
Women can't stop reading. It's way
fantasy, the love story, an erotic thriller. Perfect for a long, steamy commute.
I'd never wanked much before, but now I'm obsessed. It's great.
Chains of Intimacy by Terry Bolin. The novel that proves if you spend enough money on a woman, she'll let you piss on her.
I'm throbbing like a steam train down here.
Available in all good bookstores now. Chains of Intimacy by Terry Bolin.
We're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the
L7 Weenie,
aka the bottom feeders.
All right, let's talk about those rankings. All right, if the playoffs started today, yes, today, first overall seed would be you, man. Must be damn nice sitting at 9-0. The other bye week would be D-Balls sitting at 7-2, JC at 6-3, Pat from last place all the way to fourth, sitting at 6-3. We got Noah dropping three spots to
sorry about at that.
Fifth. Do what?
Sorry about that, Noah.
Yeah, I'm sure you're. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Hopefully you can push down a little further down this list after this week since you and I play, Noah. And then myself having the last seed in the playoffs. Who else we got?
So we got the bubble group, 7, 8, and 9. We got Diddle My Kittle or Keat just sitting there nice and pretty. We got I Slept With My Cousins, Bert O'Conn. Then we got so this one's Dre, right? So we got Dre sitting at 9. And then we'll go into the bottom feeders. We got Victor,
Mr.
Doppelganger. I think it's Victor. I'm not sure. He's got the same picture, same name as the guy right above him. Stupid tactics, whatever. Works for him, I guess. 3 wins in a row. And then we got D sitting at 11. We got JT on the rise at 12, away from that WAP song. And then we got Mick sitting at 13, just trading his life away. And from first to last, man. It's got to suck, you know, winning 8, I don't know, he winning the championship and then just going to lose 8 straight the next season is just, I guess that just tells you don't keep a quarterback in fantasy football. It's just
it's
bad juju around here.
Really ironic that the two guys that drafted quarterbacks in the first round have, one, traded both of them, and two, sit at 13th and 14th overall in the standings. But, man.
Yeah, combined 3 and 15.
Yeah, and let's just say your record's a little nicer than that to get combined.
Anyways,
we'll keep it moving. I want to say congrats to High Point, to you, edging out D-Balls with a nice 282. Actually, 182 points. Pretty solid, man. Pretty solid.
Yeah. Thanks. I did a lot for that win, you know. I put a lot of effort into it, so I appreciate, you know.
I'm sure you did.
Recognizing that talent I got.
Is it talent?
No, it's not. It's
JC can maybe tell us your actual talent since he sees you.
Yeah, I think he's pinging me as we speak, telling me to get on some reports. I don't know. But I'm gonna ignore him for now anyways. So next up, we got low point of the week, Keith, with 93 points. So we're in a league, in a PPR league, where you should be in the triple digits, man. So, but I guess that's the thing this year. A lot of people just cannot hit that 100 mark. But yeah, Keaton, you took that fat L, man.
Yeah, it's been an ugly season for a lot of people. And yeah, you were doubling people's scores, which must be nice.
Anyways, yeah, it's probably time for somebody to humble thy ass.
Humble thy ass.
Yeah, or my ass, whichever way you want to see.
What else we got?
All right, so next up we got the recap of this year's total winners. So we got Cobes at $50. We got myself at $75. Noah at $25. We got D-Balls at $50. And Pat at $25. So pretty much saying the people that are winning these are pretty much the only ones that are going to do anything. So all those zeros across the board for you guys, just stop trying, you know, just stop trying to get high points. It's probably not going to happen at this point.
Yeah, something I just noticed is everyone that has money so far is currently in the top six. There's only one person in the... There's only one person in the top six that doesn't have any money, and that's JC. Everybody else. So just a recap of everyone that has zero. We got Mick at zero, JC at zero, JT at zero, Bert zero, Vic absolutely at zero, Dre zero, D zero, Dip. We already know your whole team's a zero, and Keith at zero. Man, it's pretty rough out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they all tried their best to make their moves to improve their teams, but we'll see. We still got some games to play.
That's true. It's a long season.
You suck ass.
All right, let's get right into it. It's who you got, Luis. Let's talk about game number one. We got Vic and Dre in the
Battle of the Bad Jujus. So in this one, we got these two guys that are trying to play each other with their icons and their names. It's just throwing us off, and we're trying to be efficient over here on this podcast, you weirdos. Anyways, I'm going to have to go with Dre on this one. I think that Cooper Kupp's going to play a good game if he stays healthy, and Victor's going to have to take a big sip of that cup, and Thielen is obsolete whenever Dalvin Cook is pretty much the entire offense. So, and it looks pretty bad when you're starting two mediocre tight ends as your tight end and your flex. So that speaks for itself, I would say. So I'm going to give this one up to Cooper Kupp, James Conner, Mixon, and Rodgers for Dre.
Damn. Well, you stay away from Dallas Goedert, all right? He's a good tight end, but he's also been hurt for a while. But I'm also going to lean on the Dre side. I think his team isn't great. Neither of these teams are great, obviously, because they're both sitting, four and five or three and six. But I'm going to lean towards Dre in this because I think Aaron Rodgers versus Jacksonville, I think he's just going to blow that game up against a rookie quarterback. I think Jacksonville's going to lose by probably like 20 is my guess. And then Chris Godwin, if he comes back, he's still going to be the wide receiver one on Tampa, which might not be saying a lot, but I think he'll have a pretty good game if he's back.
Yeah, I agree on that one. So next one we got Noah versus Cobes in the
Jeff Clevenger Counseling Session Bowl. All
right, so as of right now, Cobes, your team's looking... it's looking rough, bud. You got Carlos Hyde as your RB1 right now, who might not even play. Then you got Kareem Hunt as your second one, who's probably going to share time with the returning Nick Chubb and Tyler Lockett, which I love, but I think we all know who wide receiver one is on that squad. And I'm just looking over, and Noah's team just always looks like it go off at any moment with Derrick Henry and Newton, just Robbie Anderson. So I'm sorry, Copes. I'm going to lean towards Noah on this one.
Hey, I'm okay with that. I like being the underdog. You know, I never choose myself, but in all realness, I do think Noah's going to run away with this one. He has some pretty tough matchups, but I think he'll win it. I got tons and tons of injuries and byes on my bench right now, and I'm straight in a depression looking at my healthy running backs, which the entire league is for the most part, except you. I'm gonna go no on this one as well.
All right,
we'll move it on to game three. We got Bert and Pat in the
the Mail Pusher versus the Mail Order Bride Bowl. Yeah, great name. Thank Anyways, you. Let's dive into this one. This one's a little tricky. Like, I'm trying to not be biased because the ring Slim Brady is really riding on that noodle arm. And you saw that did last week. You can't play with fire too long. You know, if your quarterback can't put up 10 points, you might need to shop around. There's some guys on the waiver wires that can do a little bit more damage than Brady can at this moment. Hopefully you bounce back. so that he throws some to Mike Evans. But right now I'm looking down the list, and I think it comes down to how Pat's wide receivers play. And with that said, I'm going to have to go with Pat on this one. Derek Carr, just, you know, mediocre. Josh Jacobs obviously might have a good game. He's going up against Denver. Miles Sanders, is he actually back? No, he's questionable. Let's see. Yeah, limited, so he's most likely going to play. So I'm still going to stick with Pat because Miles Sanders, if healthy, could run away with this one, but with that still being a question mark and not seeing any question marks on Pat's side is why I'm leaning towards that end.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, we all know that Pat won the zero RB strategy, but man, I just can't get past his running backs this week. I think they both have pretty tough matchups. Mm-hmm. I think Burrow's gonna win. I know he's on a 3-game losing streak, but I think he turned it around this week, and he's projected right now to win by a good substantial mark, but I think he wins by 10. I think he still wins by double digits.
Interesting. Okay, let's see. All right, so moving on to the next one. We got Dip versus JT in the
Ass Clap Championship.
Okay, let me pull this one up, my bad.
No, you're fine. You have to go all the way to the bottom for these two, so understandable.
I know, yeah. It's hard to find them. But anyway, so this one's a really surprising one. I guess Dip decides to start Josh Allen again. Not sure why he benched him. I guess he thought Tannehill could produce better numbers than Josh Allen, who he's been riding on all year, but I'm glad he's back to using him. He's got Ronald Jones, split some time. Hopefully Chris Carson comes back and does some work for him. We all know Seattle needs him for sure. Now, looking over at JT's, he's really surprised me at how his team's rounding out right now. We got Michael Thomas potentially coming back. We got Mike Davis, who's going to be playing now. Sorry, Cody, for CMC going down.
Too soon.
And then Teddy's pretty solid, you know. So, and Scary Terry as well. I'm leaning on JT for this one.
Interesting. I think we're going to disagree again on this one. I'm going to go with Dip. I think Dip tries to get out of the gutter on this one, and I think he picks up the win. I know his team's projected to lose right now by 6 as of today, but I think Josh Allen is going to win him this one. He's going against Arizona, and it's going to be, a huge point. If Chris Carson's back, I think he's going to have a pretty solid game as well. Ronald Jones, if he can stay on the field and hold the ball, I think he'll have a good game too. But yeah, I'm gonna lean towards Dip on this one.
Okay, interesting. We'll see.
That we will. All right, moving on. Game 5, JC versus Loeb in the
Not Enough Testosterone to Produce a Male Bowl.
I don't know the science behind that, but I'm just gonna go with it. All right. In this one, JC's team looks pretty good. Mick's team is up in there. Man, I thought about this game a lot, and not a lot. Let's be real. I could care less about y'all's teams, but. Just looking at each team and trying to figure out who's going to win. I'm going to go with, it's hard for me to say this, but I'm going to go with JC's team. Psych! Mick, I got you, bro. I got you. I don't know why. I just think Mick's team is going to play big. His new found quarterback, Justin Herbert, is playing lights out, and I think he continues to have a big game. I know they're going against Miami. Miami's pretty damn solid, but I'm gonna go Mick. Why not?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that one. Sorry, JC. I know you're my boss and all, but this is fantasy football. It's pretty cutthroat, so your matchups don't look too great, and I'm gonna have to lean towards Zach Moss taking over that backfield. Not too sure about Melvin Gordon, but I think Justin Herbert – your and Keaton's love child, love baby, well, I think he'll show that he is meant to stay in this league. So I'm going to lean towards Mick as well. Also, Christian Kirk. I got to point out Christian Kirk. They're playing Buffalo. So playing Buffalo, you know Tre'Davious White's probably going to be shadowing Hopkins the entire day. So I expect a big day from Kirk.
That's the reason why I went with him. So, dang. You kind of know yourself. I like this. All right.
I've been watching for, you know, about 20 years, I believe. Something like that.
Oh, okay, big guy.
Yeah, something weird like that, right?
Yeah. All right, what do we got for game six?
All right, game six. Hang on one sec. All right, game six. We got Keat versus D, MB.
Who will ghost the league first? Bull.
Just another great name. Okay, let's see. So in this one, we got... So this one's a little weird. D's got a ton of buys. He's got a questionable David Johnson, but he's got the other D Johnson who is slated to start. So this is a tough one to call right now, but as I'm looking at it here, I'm leaning more towards Keaton. He's got Keaton Allen over there that it's just come to life with Herbert. You know, Stafford's going to put up points. Running backs, iffy, but Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, Gronk, Galladay, Tucker, I think they're going to put up some numbers enough to beat teams that have at least three guys on bye at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know why you said this is a tricky one. I think this one's a blowout. Yep, you heard me. Yeah, even though Keat doesn't have good running backs right now, I think the rest of his team's pretty damn solid, especially if Galladay comes back, which I don't personally think he'll come back, but for whatever reason, if he does come back, he'll put him over the top. But yeah, I have Keat in this one.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
So, moving on,
yep.
We got
last but not least,
D-Balls in the
Bachelor Bowl.
Thanks, man.
Sorry.
I love that getting rubbed in. You know, just seeing all you guys having happy families and us over here struggling, being bachelors and stuff, doing whatever we want, whenever we want, you know. Yeah. Living the hard life.
Yeah, waking up at noon on weekends. Must be nice.
Yeah, it's rough, man. Seriously. Hard life. Anyways, let's dive into it. Of course, I'm not going to pick myself ever, like I said earlier. Somebody needs to come and humble thy ass, or humble my ass, however you say it. And I think this is just the guy that's going to do it, Mr. Dakota himself, on a 3-game win streak. I mean, what's there bad to talk about his team? He finally went back to his Drew Brees since he's got Mahomes on bye, and it doesn't look like he's even going to miss a beat, really. Like, his team is just all around solid. So hats off to his trades and his drafting, but I feel that Mr. Dustin Sparks is going to walk away with the W on this one.
Yeah, as of right now, looking at both their teams, Luis, you're projected to win by 0.27. That's how close y'all's teams are. So this is the top of the lineup. You guys, top of the power rankings. You guys are, both teams look damn solid. Looking at each matchups, you guys both have pretty solid down the line, but it's hard not to see James Robinson. Mick doesn't think he's that good, but the other 13 people in the league think he's pretty good. Going against Green Bay, everyone's run on Green Bay, so I think he'll have a huge game. It's so hard not to love your team, and especially with Mahomes out. You kind of got, if Mahomes was in, I would go with D-Balls on this one. But as much as I it pains me to say, I think you're going to be 10-0.
Well, whatever, man. I'll take it, I guess. W's a W.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, asshole.
Thanks, man.
Vic, thanks for delivering this sweet package. And Bert, special shout out to you for pushing that mail, getting this mail straight to us. All right, first question up. We got, it says, if Dippy were to end up getting last place, which he currently is at, What would you like to see put on the music video to put it over the top? Asking for a friend.
So, I was informed that Dippy has a pretty talented brother. So, I think in the, I don't know, I guess film industry or not industry, just.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. And I think that's what people want to see, is to get Mr. Ryan Pauly involved in that to make sure that ass is clapping right nice.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I personally think it should be a remix of the actual video. Like, if you can somehow get it to be the exact same, I think the guys would die. Like, I am truly, truly excited to see this, but also very scared to see more than likely your hairy ass chest out with that hairy ass out. But it'll be intriguing. Anyways, next question. It says, where will Mick land on his feet at? Pun intended.
Where will Mick land on his feet at? You want to answer that one, Cody?
He's hoping to land on someone else's feet. But I'm hoping for an ice cream truck, personally. Like, I love me some ice cream. Clearly, he likes him some ice cream, some Foot Jobs ice cream. But I think it would be kind of cool, but I'm not sure if he's past that. And maybe he's going to really break through with this Twitch thing.
Right. Okay. Thanks for answering that one for me.
Sorry, bud. All right. Bro. Next question says, who is your team and how did you become a fan?
My team is the Colts, and because I'm from Indiana, and I grew up watching football on Sundays with my grandma after church, and stuck with me till my 30s. So that's why I am a fan.
Yeah, everyone knows I'm an Eagles fan. My dad tried to make me a Cowboys fan, but obviously rebellious. But the main reason I watched college football was really big fans of McNabb and Michael Vick in college when they played at Syracuse and Virginia Tech. And then they finally played each other, and McNabb came back in the last 2 minutes to win them the game. And so I was like, you know what, I'll go with you to the NFL. And he ended up getting drafted 2nd overall to the Philadelphia Eagles. So thank you, Browns, for selecting Tim Couch 1st overall instead of McNabb, because I could have been a Browns fan and never, ever see a championship. But guess who's seen a championship? You, sir.
Hey, man, I think everybody in our group has seen a championship besides, you know, those the locals, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because they were 5 years old, and let's be real, not a damn one of them was the
African. Yeah, I mean, I have a 7-year-old, and he still needs help wiping his butt sometimes. So, you know, I can't imagine what a 5-year-old's going to know about, you know, a play action, you know, bootleg or whatever. So,
yeah, pull that VHS, boys. All right, next question. Who is better in their prime, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Adrian Peterson?
All right, so that's another one that's before our time. So I got to be biased and say AD all day, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go Barry Sanders. The guy, he obviously retired too early, but just watching highlights, I think Emmitt Smith in this one is last for me. I think he had phenomenal players around him that help open up with Michael Irving and Aikman. Barry Sanders didn't have that, and neither did Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson was playing with some crap players most of his career, and Barry Sanders obviously was mostly before our time, but just watching how how shifty he was just phenomenal. Next question says, who's the GOAT, LeBron or MJ? Obviously, I'm a Lakers fan. LeBron's on there, but MJ will always be the GOAT for me.
Cool. Anyways, moving on. This is fantasy football, so
I respect.
Who is more Jewish, Dre or Noah?
Man, this one was hard for me, but I'm gonna go Noah. Who do you got?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I'm gonna have to go with Noah, just because you know, he's like the icon of what you want as a Jewish male in this American culture these days. So, yeah, I'm leaning towards no on this one.
He's the poster boy for
he really is,
guy that would probably go into a gas chamber. Anyways, next question says, what is the first thing, oh, dear God, that you ever...
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, ever busted one too.
Oh, that's easy, man. Definitely a Britney Spears picture, because, yeah, Britney was a bae back in the day before she, you know, went bald.
Yeah, mine was a video. Yeah, I can't tell you much more about it, but, yep. Anyways.
We don't really need to touch on that one too much, so moving on.
Yeah, we'll keep it moving. All right, if someone gave you $1 million to have sex with a dude for 5 minutes, would you? And you would have to give and take.
I wouldn't, man. I really wouldn't for $1 million. Much as crazy as that sounds, I just, that $1 million, every time I think about it, I'm just going to remember giving and receiving. Like, it's just, it's not worth it, man. It's too demoralizing.
I personally, I personally don't think I could even get up, let alone even really consider it. Like, I'm sure Bert would probably be the only person, and probably Victor, and yeah. But anyways,
Bert and Victor, yeah,
so I could see it. Anyways, I know they don't want to push any more mail, so I could see it happening. But we are very thankful for their questions, getting those questions to us. All right, here's a good question. We'll do two more questions, and we'll just finish it up, because I'm sure people are tired of listening to these. But in a race between a Domino's delivery driver and a UPS man, who would win?
You know, that's not – I mean, think about it. A UPS driver is driving this big-ass truck that he can fall out of. So he's not going to be able to drive that fast. He's got to worry about his safety. And you know damn well they don't wear seatbelts. So – a Domino's driver is really going to be able to go all out, especially, I remember Dippy had a little Hyundai, I think, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that thing's going to beat a truck all day. So I'm definitely going to go with a Domino's delivery driver on this one, Cody.
Yeah, well, talking from a Domino's delivery driver, since I was one of them, I'm going to go That's Domino's right. all day. Yeah. Yeah. UPS, let's be real, we've all lost mail in... from UPS, but I've never lost a pizza in Domino's, just saying.
Yeah, me neither.
I've also never seen two ugly best friends in one room. But anyways, or podcast hosts. Anyways, the last question, this one's kind of a good one, but it has multiple things to it, so stay with us. Okay, so it says, Birdo, Mick, or Vic? You have to choose one for each of these questions. All right, here's the first question of the three. It says, you have to invest your entire life savings into that person in hopes they will make you money. All right, second question is, your life is on the line and it's up to them to save you. And then the last one is, you leave your family with them if you die.
Oh, shoot, man. These are rough questions. Okay. For the first one, you have to invest your entire life savings. Definitely not Mick. Man, I didn't want to bring politics, but Victor is Mr. Trumper, so I'm going to go with Vic on that one. Let's see. Your life is on the line, and it's up to them to save you. I'm going to go with Birdo. You know, he served his country. He served me. He's kept me safe by sending that mail out. And, you know, I'm just going to have to go with Birdo on this one. He's most in shape, obviously, between the three chosen there. So that's a no-brainer on that one. Now, last one. You leave your family with them if you die. I'm going to have to go with Mick on that one. Mick's got a good heart. I think he'd take care of Nathan, my little boy, if it came down to it the best. I think Victor probably wouldn't care. Birdo would go on tour, and I don't want, you know, Bree raising my son. No offense, no shots at Bree, kind of, but yeah.
I think you stole the words out of my mouth. This was a hard-ass question. I read this one when it was sent and just, like, looked over it and then was like, man, I've already used that person. I don't want to use this person. But I agree. I think the most financially stable of the three, which probably isn't saying much, would probably be Vic. And then life on the line, I mean, Mick has a lot of free time right now, no offense. So maybe, but then at the same time, like, I would have to leave my family. I think Mick, you, out of all these people, has the softest heart, and yeah,
most gullible for sure. Yeah,
I don't think they would ever choose to be Cowboys fans, so my family would be plenty safe.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Luis, I gotta say it, man. You were damn good, and I'm gonna be honest. I think I may have picked on you in high school. I apologize if I've ever picked on you. I'm slowly realizing you actually might be smarter than me, or mostly most of this league, which most of the league's probably laughing hearing that. But I will say, you know your stuff, man. Absolutely know your stuff.
Thanks, man. I really enjoy being here. It's a lot more fun than people say it is. So I really appreciate the work you put into this. Yeah, about that smart stuff, I don't know. It just depends on how much I drank that day, you know.
Yeah, so. You do have a problem. So, guys, yeah. This is actually an intervention.
All right, cool.
Oh, sorry, bud. We'll talk about that off the air. But for real, thank you. You seriously were phenomenal. I think your Colts probably won't go far, but your fantasy team will. That's something, which I think your team usually – the past few years really has not looked great. This year, complete 180.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, fantasy football, it's something else, man. It's pretty much like 90% luck and 10% screwing your friends over, taking advantage of them, you know. So that's all I've really done. So nothing special, guys, really. Just pure luck and ripping Mick off. That's all, man. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Mick. What a great friend. But as always, listen to Mick's Twitch, be his friend, and tune in, log in, and we'll see you next week. Later.